This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' free message, The Many Sides of You, June 7th, 2024. You welcome, dear friends. We would like to discuss with you today the fact that you have many, many different sides to you. You are multifaceted, quite wondrous beings. You are on a journey here in this lifetime, as you have been in many, many other life experiences, many other timelines, to discover who you really are, to bring order to the many different parts of your being that are indeed striving to make themselves known to you. Now, some parts of you are what you may find to be less than pleasing, parts of you that will indeed express fear, uncertainty, judgment, self-criticism, anger, sadness. There are also the parts of you that are quite uplifting, that are there to remind you of the incredible being that you are, to remind you that you are capable of anything, that you are indeed part of the God energy field. Now, also, there are beings within you and around you. You are never alone, dear friend. There are many that are closely connected to you. You have friends in the spirit realm. You have friends in other dimensions, even on other planets, that are often speaking to you telepathically. So often, as you consider the voices in your head, we would not want you to lump them all into one part of you that says, the voices are crazy, they are leading me down the wrong path, leading me astray, for that is not true. But your job in this lifetime, as you expand into your wondrous sense of awareness of who you are at the deeper levels, is to begin the process of discernment, to begin to indeed figure out which voices are the ones that you choose, yes, you choose to focus on. And that way, you will be aligned on either a higher path or a path where it is a big jumble in there, where you are indeed struggling indeed to limit the noise within your own head. You have the ability to pick. You have the ability to choose the messages, the voices that you hear, to call upon only the highest vibrational voices and messages. Now, we're not even discussing yet the fact that you are multidimensional and that there are parts of your soul having various other experiences on other planes and other timelines. They are also able to communicate through you if you are willing. Sometimes there are messages sneaking through that are reminding you that, you've been in this place before, or you've known this person before, or watch out about that cliff, you don't want to fall off again. So there are many different messages, different voices, different parts of you that are many times jockeying to be heard. Your job, dear friends, as you continue your enlightenment, your journey into, yes, your true being, is to start to recognize and understand these different voices, to realize they are part of you. They are not the enemy. Actually, they are teachers to you. For you're going to learn about yourself, even the voices that you would consider dangerous or negative. They are a reflection of a part of you. Now, it could be your subconscious. It could be your ego, a part of your personality. The voices could be ingrained into you from your childhood, your parents, your teachers, your clergy. But it is up to you to become accountable, to become responsible for all that you are, all that you sense, understanding first and foremost that they are there to help you become a better being. They are there to help you understand, yes, the beautiful being you are. You are learning indeed to lift yourself beyond any of the negative lower vibrations that could lead you down that wrong path. You are learning instead of how you can choose to focus. Yes, this is one of the most important things that we can share with you, dear ones, that you always will have that choice. You always will be able to look at it, not run away in fear, not say, I can't hear that voice. No. Well, it is a part of you that is trying to teach you. It may be trying to teach you that, yes, this is a fear that we want you to embrace, we want you to accept, and then indeed bring more light into that part of your being so that once and for all you are able, yes, to lift it into a higher realm. Now, many of you will hear the voices in you that are telling you you're no good, you're this, you're that, and you will avoid, you will suppress, but it is still there. It is still an active force in your consciousness. We don't want that at all. We want you to look at that voice, to bring love to it and say, I hear you. I thank you for reminding me of a part of myself that needs to be lifted up, that needs to be transformed more and more into the light of who I really am. And then it can be released. It can be loved to the point it no longer has a need, indeed, to be part of your existence this time around. You are, of course, divine beings. You are, of course, here because of choice, because of a need that your soul felt to be able to learn these lessons with the stimulation, the challenges of living in the school of Earth. And here you are. Now, what are you going to do with it? Will you run and hide from every negative thing, every fear, anything that would seem to be indeed less than desired? There is growth. There is indeed an experience there for you to embrace. See everything as your teacher, dear friends. No matter what side indeed appears to you, no matter what voice speaks to you, know that there is something there to grow, to become a better person, to become more aware of yourself as that soul, as that divine being. And then you will never have a need to be afraid. You will be able to look at all facets of yourself. And indeed, you are multifaceted in many, many more ways than you could ever imagine. And you will be able to study yourself. You will be able to say to yourself, I enjoy the fact that I have many sides. I enjoy the fact that I have an active ego, personality, a spirit, that I have helpers working with me, trying to relay messages to lift me up, to remind me. And that way, you'll eventually be able to sort them out in your mind and realize this is a part that I need to heal, that I've come here to address, to deal with. And so nothing is truly, in the terms that we have even used ourselves here today, negative. No, no. It is just an experience that you have created. So do not look upon the messages that you are sensing within yourself, the voices in your head, or anything that comes through you, anything even that you attract in the outer world, as negative. It is simply an experience that you have embraced, that you have indeed drawn to you by indeed. There's something within you that needs to hear that message. Now, what you do with it, dear friends, that is the important part. So if you are feeling down, if you are feeling, yes, indeed, downhearted, disappointed, discouraged in your life for any reason, and you are hearing those voices in your mind that says you're no good, you're a loser, you can start to embrace that and start to realize that it is a part of you that is begging to be released, begging to be liberated, to be freed by the power of love, by the power of light. And you have that capability if you are only willing to shine light on those parts of the ego, those parts of the personality, and that will indeed limit. Yes, indeed. There will no longer be a need for those parts to express, to show up in your daily life. Now, of course, there are beings at times that you have attracted, yes, spirit entities. If you are harboring lower vibrations in your life, then you will attract entities at times that can indeed make you think you're crazy, but they can easily be chased away. You are the one in control. When you are vibrating at that vibration of love, they cannot survive in that energy. So, and that goes true for all of the lower thoughts and energies that you may entertain. So as a habit, as a new way of living your life, call the vibrations of love to you. Imagine yourself always surrounded in a beautiful light, and that will help you indeed deal, face, and transcend any of the voices that are displeasing, any of the voices that you would deem or define as negative. You are growing and learning from each. It is time for all of you, if you are continue this path of evolution in this lifetime, to gently uncover these parts of yourself and go beyond the surface. Don't avoid, don't push it aside. See what treasure is there for you. And that way, nothing can limit you. Nothing has power over you. You are opening and moving more and more into the real you, so that you will indeed reap the rewards. You will have the clarity. You will have that sense of knowingness. You will indeed start to understand not only who you are, but your ultimate mission, your calling in this life. Indeed, so as you move forward, as you live your daily life, understand, of course, that you have a beautiful soul. Some will call it the higher self. It is available to you at any time. Surrender to that wisdom. Know that it is there for you. Allow it to work with you. No matter what you are sensing, no matter what you are hearing, no matter what you are feeling in your life, there is that power, that wisdom that is there always to help you. Do take advantage of that, dear friends. We do love you. God bless you indeed.